Like it or not, judgment is a fact of life. This is true whether we are talking about the histories of nations or events of our own personal lives. If you and I break the law, then society would judge us. If you or I live irresponsibly in how we take care of our bodies, then our bodies will judge us. We simply cannot escape judgment in life. On this last Sunday of the church year, Jesus speaks about the final judgment. Just as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats, so too there is a great division on the final day. Some will be allowed entrance into the kingdom, others will be denied it. And a great surprise is those who thought they were in turned out to be not as good as they thought. And those who thought they failed were told they did better than they imagined. Listen to the parable the Deacon Dan proclaimed today. We're called to view each individual as though he or she is Christ himself. Lord, when did we feed you or clothe you or visit you in prison was the question that was asked. And came the response, whatever you did for one of the least brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. There's an old children's story, one perhaps you may have heard. The king's aide advises the mayor of a small village that His Majesty the King was going to be making a visit to their humble little village. So great fanfare, the mayor began to make the appropriate arrangements. So on the big day of the arrival, the mayor, dressed in his finery, waited in joyful anticipation. The hours slowly ticked by, but no one ventured into the village, no one except a lonely lame beggar who asked the mayor for a drink to quench his thirst. Irritatingly, the mayor brushed him aside. He had no time for drudges such as this, for he was waiting for the king. Yet at the end of the day, the mayor stood alone. The king had never arrived. Furiously, he wrote the king's aide asking what had gone wrong, only to be told that the king indeed passed through the village that day. He said the king was traveling incognito. He had come in the disguise of the lonely, lame beggar. Where is Christ? Christ is every man. Christ is every woman. Christ is every child. And so those who would say, but Master, if we only had known that it was you, we would have responded, if only we had known. If only we had known. If the innkeeper in Bethlehem had known that Mary was carrying in her womb the long-awaited Savior, no doubt he would have made room for them on that fateful night. If the Sanhedrin had known that it was God they were arresting on that fateful night in the Garden of Gethsemane, no doubt they would have followed him and not accused him. Didn't Jesus say, blessed are those who have eyes to see and ears to hear? In the end, friends, the criteria by which you and I will be judged will be simple acts of kindness. The king allows entrance into the kingdom not by affiliation with any particular religious group or credentials that might be listed in the obituary. No, the final judgment is based on how kind that individual was, feeding those who were hungry, showing concern for those who are in tough straits, taking care of those who did not have sufficient clothing, being a neighbor, a friend to someone in need. Who would ever thought that such simple acts carry so much weight on the final day? The parable suggests that at the end, we are not judged on the bad that we do, but the good that we do not do. Commission versus omission. So as we continue our liturgy today, we prayed, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or naked or ill in prison? Whatsoever you did or didn't do to the least of my sisters or brothers, you didn't do to me. So as we begin this holy season with Thanksgiving, continue with Advent, the celebration of the birth of the Lord and Epiphany, I invite you to support the efforts of our parish to serve the needs of those who come to our door, those served by Christian Service, Outreach East, the North End Soup Kitchen, Catholic Charities, the Warming Center, the larger community we're a part of. I invite you to continue to sponsor a gift from the Giving Tree. There's still some tags left. As we serve more people than ever through Christian Service this coming Christmas season. It's the annual call for donations, the annual collection for retired sisters and brothers and religious who labored all their life for our church, but who are in need of our support. A donation for them is a gift of love. Down the road in mid-December, bring an unwrapped baby gift for the baby shower of baby Jesus, served for Heartbeat, through Heartbeat, the newborns and families that are in need of our love. At the same time, we have the baby blanket. The quilt ministry present their blankets for the homeless and the cold and those in need. We hope to support that labor of love to be comfort those in need. And so our doors are being visited by those in need. And may we open our hearts and our eyes to see that, yes, the Lord is near. So I invite you to make this not only an opportunity, but a privileged call from the Lord himself. Open, see, and be.